DIA,
Yes, it's the 50th anniversary of the Grandy Ballroom.
Oh my God, I saw the flyer for that. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's
I'll be here for that.
Get your tickets now, though. I know they're going fast. There's not a whole lot left. Of course, you probably just say, "Hey, I'm Sterling," and you're probably in there
Russ
already.
is a really good friend of mine.
Yeah,
But I haven't seen him in a while.
but I think he'll remember you. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I want to check that out. The Yardbirds, I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, it's, the people that are still around, obviously we won't have Page or Clapton or Beck
Right.
but that doesn't mean that the rest of them aren't good too. So, and then who else is it? Frigid Pink's going to be
Oh,
there.
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so yeah, it should be a good time. We actually have a record show happening that same day, earlier in the day, but so hopefully people will make it out to the record show and then go to that.
Where's the record show?
Here at the college,
Oh,
in
really?
this building, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Like vendors?
Vendor,
Vinyl vendors?
vinyl, CDs, collectibles of all types, memorabilia, like, stuff that ties in with music, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's a big thing. And then we also have our own stuff that we have up for grabs. And, because we can only hold so much stuff in here, we have to purge just to make room for new stuff.
Right.
We're very careful. We try to keep the older stuff that's still relevant and
Right.
All that, but we can't keep it all. So
Right.
it's a good op.
What time is that?
It starts at 9 in the morning and it goes to, I believe, is it 4, Alan? I can hear me. Anyway, we'll be announcing it, but yeah, 9 to 4, I know for sure. I know it begins at 9 and I'm pretty sure till 4. Yeah. So
Cool.
yeah, it's anybody that's listening, they could go to that first and then check out the Grandy Ballroom thing, which is just down the street, so to speak, from here.
Right.
You kill two birds within a very short distance.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. So yeah, we're going to talk more after we get off the air. We'll see about Audra Kubat. You were saying that she's going to do that show at the DIA.
Yeah, her sixth album release is coming out in
And that's going to be very high profile, a very wonderful place to play,
Oh my
definitely.
God, the Diego Rivera court. Yeah, she's
Yeah.
been there twice before, but not in the main court.
Yeah, it's not just the facility, but the sound is just
Yeah.
amazing there. It's just a
Yeah,
perfect
yeah.
place to play. And yeah, we'll see about maybe getting her in here on the 6th. And her friend Carmel Liberty is going to be here for the 5 o'clock, so that'll work out perfectly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're about out of time, though. We got to make room for the live act that's coming on. But I thank you very much for coming down, Sterling. And
Thank you, Scott.
my pleasure. And of course, once again, we remind you one more time, we've been talking about the Bowie tribute that's happening at the Hastings Street Ballroom and slash Tangent Gallery tomorrow night, with all kinds of great musical artists, including Sterling with his band doing Bowie songs and all kinds of other stuff, including art, burlesque,
The movie.
the movie, Ziggy Stardust and the Spider from Mars. Thank you. Yeah, can't keep it all crammed in here.
You got it.
So, yeah, again, thank you again. And
Thanks so much.
we'll talk to you soon. And we got to go to a live show now.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. It is time for the Motor Live Drive at 5 portion of the show. And right now we have the artist known as Malphus in the studio getting ready to play some music for us. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, great. So, Malphus, you're basically the band as of right now. You go under the moniker of Lord Moloch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what we're going to hear is your newest EP, a single, and some other stuff that you got going on. So, why don't we start out with a track? Let's go for it. And what's the name of the song?
The first one is going to be Wanderer of Dark Woods.
Wandered.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Is there any way you'd be able to play it out of the speakers here so we can hear it out here while it's live?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Sorry. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
Just working out some details there. It's cool.
Thank you.
Yep, it's cool. All right. You have the headphones, and then the young lady here will be able to hear it and hear loud and clear. So
awesome. Thank you.
All righty. So that was Wanderer of Dark Woods, right?
Yes. Yep, oh. That'll be the first one.
All right, let's do it. Oh, shoot. Hang on. Okay, go ahead. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5. Live in the studio, we have Malthus, black metal for your listening pleasure. So, Lord Moloch, we'll tell the audience basically, you are pretty much the band, aren't you?
Yeah. I do everything myself, from like the songwriting, playing both guitars, bass, drums, vocals, and all the recording I do at home as well.
That's got to be insane. How do you find the time to do that? I mean, you obviously can't do it together. You got to do it separately, right?
Yeah. I work on it a little bit pretty much every week. Like every Friday, I have a good chunk of time, put a couple hours in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I find that amazing. I could see like you being able to do all the different stringed instruments, but be able to play drums as well. And, you know, some people usually most of the time could do one or the other, but not both.
Yeah, I started as a drummer back when I was in middle school in like eighth grade. I took 3 years of drum lessons. Mm-hmm. And then I picked up guitar from the guitar player I was in a band with at the time. He started teaching me some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a year of guitar in high school, and I just kind of self-taught from there.
So that really, relatively speaking, is not that many years, you know, to start your craft, is it?
Not really.
You know, I run into a lot of artists, you know, they get good at what they do, but they've only been doing one instrument and, you know, all their life. But you kind of like have done it all. So you're playing a bass guitar, a lead guitar, drums. Obviously, you compose and write the songs. Mm-hmm. And you do the artwork as well.
Yep. Yeah.
For the releases or for the, you know, promotional thing.
Yep.
Now, this new EP, I think, if I remember correctly, how do you pronounce it? Sepulchral,
I think. I don't know. I've only emailed with them, so I'm not sure how they pronounce it, actually.
Yeah, but it's saying on your website that you've been signed to that?
Yeah, I've signed with a digital distribution deal through them.
So okay.
Yeah.
All right, so as of right now, currently, then there's not a plan to do a physical release yet?
No, I haven't had anyone really approach me with any offers that wouldn't require me putting in a couple $100s, and I can't really afford that.
Oh, I understand that. You don't have to explain that one to me, yeah. Although, you know, if you're just talking about a CD and a regular jacket, that's a drop in the bucket.
Right.
Try doing vinyl right now. Now you're talking money.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's the wonderful thing about the modern times. You know, you don't have to spend a ton of money to get your music out.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time when if you couldn't have that physical copy to hand to somebody, then you were just SOL.
Right.
And you, even when you did have that, you had to literally drive around and bring it to people.
Yeah.
Now anybody that has an internet access can say, hey, I'm right here, you know.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So, obviously, so since eighth grade, that's when you kind of started, you know, playing. When did you start this project?
This has been going since early 2014, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, like February 2014.
So just a little over 2 years overall. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still, you've come a long way in that short time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right. So as of right now, they can find your stuff on certain avenues. You can tell us about that.
Yeah. So right now, you can find it through my Bandcamp. It's also it's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play,
mm-hmm.
all those kind of Apple Music, a bunch of different ones. Those are just the most popular.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll talk some more for sure. Why don't we get into another song? And this one is?
Infernal War Hymn.
War Hymn?
Hymn,
as
yeah.
in church hymn.
As in church hymn.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Motor Live Drive at 5 in the studio with us, Malphus, playing some black metal there for you. Yeah, when we, anytime somebody performs a song, we have to put it in the computer like a playlist. So when they go on our website, they know exactly what song is being played at that moment. And it's kind of like a smartphone. It kind of remembers. So it actually remembered that song because I've played it before.
Yeah.
So it's like I didn't have to type the whole thing. And, oh, this is cool, you know. Nice. So just wanted to remind you and our listeners, yeah, because I do a metal show on Monday nights from 10 to midnight called In the Circle Pit. So if you like what you're hearing now, then you hear that for 2 hours on Monday night. So yeah. What are... I notice a little bit of influence, if you will, like Burzum. You're a fan of his?
A little bit, like his first album I like, but...
Yeah, yeah. Not
necessarily. Kind of, not kinda. Necessarily.
Yeah, I just heard a little hint of him, you know. Yeah. And what are some of your influences? What are your favorite bands?
Well, my favorite band ever is Inquisition from Colombia.
Okay,
They're amazing. I mean, as far as black metal goes... like Dantalion, Dark Fortress, Imperium Decadence, Dark Throne.
Okay. So. Hey, you're pulling a couple out there that I don't recognize. Now, Dark Throne, I know, of course. Yeah. Incantation, definitely. But the other?
They're good.
Yeah. I know Incantation always ends up on the top of the list when they always say the best. You know,
yeah.
They're up there like Death and some of the others, yeah. So how long were you have you been listening to that kind of music? You kind of grew up on it, or...?
I kind of got more into it when I was in, like, middle school, but my dad had, like, some Ozzy CDs, and, like, mm-hmm. he listened to, like, classic rock kind of stuff, so.
Which was, like, a predecessor to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Sabbath kind of started the ball rolling. And
yeah.
Continued on with bands like Megadeth and Metallica, and it just kind of slowly went to what we have today, the different subgenres, if you will.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah.
Don't forget Motorhead,
yeah, Lemmy. I still want to, you know, he lived the life that everybody'd want to live, you know. He just said the heck with it. He just did whatever he wanted, his lifestyle and everything, and he didn't care. But, you know, they actually, there's a movement to name his favorite drink is a Jack and Coke. They want to rename it the Lemmy. So when you go to the bar, you say, give me a Lemmy. Anyway, enough of that. So, you started writing songs. How do you do that? How do you write, you know, when you have, you know, usually bands collaborate and, you know, this guy will say, well, since I'm doing the drums, I'll figure out what I'm going to do on the drums and so forth and so on. But you have to come up with the whole enchilada. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
I mean, it depends on the song. It's a little different each time, but it generally goes, I come up with something on guitar that I like. Mm-hmm. And then I come up with something on the other guitar to go with it, and then I'll put down like a drum track and bass, mm-hmm. and it kind of just builds from there. I kind of do it chunk by chunk, like one, like I'll do the intro, then like the first verse, and mm-hmm. like all the instruments for the intro, then all the instruments for the first verse, and kind of just build it in chunks.
It breaks it up into pieces.
Yeah.
Now, does it pretty much for the most part start with the guitar, or does it ever start somewhere else?
Sometimes it does, yeah. Sometimes I'll come up with something cool, like a drum thing or a bass thing, and mm-hmm. I'll build something from there, but most of the time it starts with the guitar.
Well, that certainly gives you options, I got to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does keeps it interesting, you know, that you're not always going one route and, okay.
Yeah.
So, I imagine you probably have a lot of other things in the vault, so to speak, and we'll probably explore that a little bit before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All
Definitely.
Right. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, we might as well go to another one.
Okay.
And this is?
The Necromancer.
Gotcha. All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show with Malphus. Yeah, one of the things I like about your music there, Lord Moloch, is there a lot of dynamics in there. There's a lot of different change-ups. It's not all just really, you know, lots of dum, 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 or, you know, da, 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 you know, just for the sake of doing riffs. So,
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Besides learning how to play an instrument, did you have any training as far as like music theory or anything like that? Or
yeah, I took a music theory class in like high school, and then a little bit in college. I went to Schoolcraft for 2 years for sound recording technology, so
I got
a bit of a background in that. Which is how I know how to record it by myself. So
that does come in handy. It shows. That's great. Yeah. So right now you're just simply playing and, playing, but you're recording your music, but hopefully one of these days you'll get something together. We were talking about that, maybe trying to figure that out, where you can actually play in a band and perform live.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Do you have any goals as far as that goes, or are you just doing it more for pleasure, or?
I do it more for pleasure. I just like to make music, and record it, just make music that I would like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, I mean, it's not so much about performing it as it is just making it and having it, you know, out there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well, I mean, sometimes it's really cool to, like, at least go up live and just have a bunch of people gather and you get that feedback right there in front of you, you know?
Yeah. No, that would definitely be cool, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you can have people that can write you or message you and say, wow, that sounds awesome, but just that, you know, that energy.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain. I mean, I've never experienced it myself, but I've talked to enough musicians over the years and says there's nothing that compares to, like, an audience that's really getting into what you're doing. You can actually feel it.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, on one hand, it fuels you, like, it gives you that adrenaline to go that extra step, but at the same time, by the time you're done, it saps all your energy too. So it's a double-edged, you know, sword, like I said. But all right, so this EP, forgive me, again, if I had to memorize titles, I would have to have a brain about like this, you know, for all the musicians I deal with. It's just simply entitled EP, Malphus EP.
Self-titled, yeah.
The new release. Yeah. And then the new single, is that just going to stay separate, or is that going to, plan on that?
I'm probably doing another EP.
And then it'll probably end up on there, you think? Or?
Yeah, that'll definitely end up on there. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
All right. So that'll probably be more like the end of this year, maybe early next year, you think?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe one of these days a full length. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Someday.
Someday. All right. So again, we can find your music on all the normal sites for people that weren't listening necessarily earlier. Mm-hmm. Anybody you like to do a shout out to that you think might be listening or listening? And, you know, we talked about this is going to be a podcast. So.
Well, no, I just give a shout out to my amazing girlfriend, Tanya, who's always supportive of me and came down to the studio with me to be here. Okay. I mean, other than that, no, she's the one that's the most supportive.
Okay. All right. Hey, as long as you got at least one person in your court, that's all that matters. All right.
Yeah, I got the best one.
Great. Okay. All right. Why don't we do another track?
All right.
And this one is?
This is Devoured by the Swarm. We'll be right back.
Voices come and bombs from the sky. Come to me, let the dying world.
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with Malphus. So, let's see, we've heard four tracks. There's one more on the EP, correct?
Yep, one more.
Alrighty, and then we have a single, and then looks like we're doing just about right time-wise, so we're good there. Just have to keep an eye on that. That's one of the things I have to do.
Yeah.
So... this last track is called?
Magnificent Apostasy.
Ah, let's see, I got to remember how to spell that. What is that? A-P-O-S-T-A...
S-Y.
S-Y, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that final S sound. It wasn't. That's the English language. Is it S? Is it C? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, alrighty. Why don't we just go straight into that and we'll figure it out.
We'll be right back.
Extra little bonus there, eh?
Yeah. I'm not sure why that was on there, but okay.
Nothing wrong with it. It sounded good. That's okay. Cool. That's live radio. That's how it works. Yeah. All right. So what you've been listening to is the brand new EP from Malthus. Well, not brand spanking new, but definitely new. And we got a single. What is this one called?
Morning Star Resplendent.
Resplendent. You got to give me all these words I got to think about, you know?
Yeah, I got to make you think.
Oh, I've had so much going on today. I don't know if I've got enough brain power left, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. So, why don't we go into that? Are you going to need a second to prepare for the other stuff, or you can jump right in? I just wanted to ask.
No, I could just jump right in. I just got to put the guitar on. I think the amp is still on. So
you're just, okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it should be
you
real
just
quick.
Knew how to plan it, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so Morning Star Resplendent. Okay, I'll figure it out. All right, once again, listeners, this is Malthus.
Yeah!
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 with Malthus. All righty. Lord Moloch. Thank you for that. All right. We've been listening to the latest EP that has just come out, plus the new single, which you said will eventually end up on the next EP.
Yep. That's the plan.
All right. All right, I'll do a little bit of talking. I'll give you a second to switch over there, and we can see about doing a couple things that you're working on.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. I just want to remind you that you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Dearborn, Michigan, at the Henry Ford College campus, bringing you the best in live local music and occasionally bands from out of town if they happen to be here at the right time of the week and are able to come in. We got lots of great stuff coming up in the next few weeks, including a punk band, Freak Box, is playing next week on October 6th, singer-songwriter Carmel Liberty, and lots more great stuff coming up as well. Half-Life on the 20th of October. I'm just going by memory, so I can't come up with all of them. The Brightmoors will be here. I played them earlier. They'll be here on the 27th of October, and we just about got November sewn up as well, so lots of great music ahead. All right, why don't you tell us if you're ready? We got something that you're going to play now.
Yep.
Okay, this is like something that you're just working on. If you have like, I don't know, if you can talk about it at all. I mean, if you can't, that's no big deal.
I mean, no, I'm just a couple of little riff ideas I've been working on. Nothing too crazy.
Hasn't developed into too much beyond that yet.
Yeah, so. No. Not quite.
Okay. Well, no, that's fine. Alrighty. So, obviously no titles for these or anything like that, so.
Nope, just random stuff.
Okay. Well, let's have it then.
Okay. Okay. Then let's see. Where do we begin? There we go. All right. Song sounds weird with only one guitar.
No, that's okay. I enjoy this sometimes. I know they do a special on VH1. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's the bands where they actually take their most famous albums and they break them down to where you can actually hear the different parts. And they discuss, like, you know, this is, you don't realize what's going on here until you isolate everything but the vocals.
Right.
One of the things I saw one time is they broke it down to where all you could hear was Kurt Cobain's vocals for the stuff from Nevermind. And you don't realize that the man actually had a pretty good voice.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. No, he did. Seriously. Well, it's drowned out by all the fuzz guitar and the yelling, but when he actually did the more mellow stuff, when you don't hear anything to get in the way, you know, that kind of thing. Black Sabbath, they did the same thing. They took away Tony's guitar, they took away Ozzy's vocals, and they broke it down into just the bass and the drums.
Yeah.
And they explained that a lot of the stuff they did had more of a jazz influence. Not rock.
Yeah, the bass and Black Sabbath, it was pretty jazz influenced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't realize that until they kind of like discussed it and say, here, this is what it sounds like all by itself. And then you're like, wow, that doesn't even sound like Sabbath.
Yeah.
But when you put it all together, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I kind of digress a little bit. But yeah, it's kind of interesting to see hear the different parts as opposed to the whole thing, you know. So, this is
definitely
cool. All right, another one?
Yeah, I got a cool little tapping thing I haven't used, but I'm trying to figure out where to put, so we can try that, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure it'll be put together with something worthwhile eventually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like really getting to what we were talking about earlier. It starts out a lot of times just what you've done the last couple riffs, and that's what eventually develops into the songs we've heard earlier.
Yeah, yeah, just like little individual parts like that. I'll come up with like one guitar part, and then I'll come up with the whatever the other guitar does during it. Then I'll do like a drums, then the bass, and...
So yeah. do you just work on that little passage like we've heard just now?
Yeah, yeah. I'll just like fully develop first, one passage. Yeah, except the vocals. I do the vocals for the whole song at the end.
Right.
But yeah, just like one passage at a time usually.
Okay.
For those who don't know, what is the tapping process?
Ah, if you could explain that to us. I mean, the tapping process.
Oh, tapping?
Yeah, for listeners out there that may not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's when you just like tap on the string with your finger instead of playing it with the pick. Mm-hmm. It creates a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that's at the same time you're doing, you know, your other thing with the other hand.
Yeah, yeah. When I was doing that, I was tapping with both hands at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And, of course, you know, that was something that was, I don't know if it was developed by Eddie, but it was made famous by Eddie Van Halen, you know.
Yeah.
It's the first.
He learned it from Stanley Jordan.
Stanley Jordan, my sound engineer. He's kind of a guru when it comes to the sound and its history. Stanley Jordan actually did that before Eddie Van Halen.
Oh,
and Eddie learned it from him. So you can always say that, oh, yeah, this person started this. It's like, no, they still got it from somebody else before that.
Right.
And who knows? Stanley might have saw somebody do it. You know, who knows?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So, yeah, it just starts out with a little passage. You're just noodling around in your room with your guitar, and then all of a sudden you build on that. Is it generally like in any linear order? Does that passage usually be... Is the beginning, is it the middle, or is it whatever?
Yeah, yeah. So usually I'll have an idea for like an intro and I'll just kind of build in order. Mm-hmm. And then if I have an idea that doesn't really fit in that order that I like, I'll save it for later. But usually I do build it in order throughout the song.
Okay. Yeah. So it tends to be the first part of the first thing you come up with in your head.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I've never been able to talk to somebody about that, and it's kind of interesting that you're doing this. You're a first, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so you've started something, at least here at WHFR at Motor, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we got a little bit more time. You got maybe a couple more that you can...
Yeah, I can noodle around a little bit.
Hey, you know, if you're good, I'm good.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right.
Thank you.
No, that sounded pretty good. I could actually imagine my own stuff around it. I don't have the talent to come up with, you know, the musical part like you do, but
yeah.
I could kind of like in my head go, yeah, that I can imagine that with that and that with that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is definitely an intro, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be more of like an intro kind of thing, definitely.
All right, just want to remind people, we're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show for the since about 5 o'clock, a couple minutes after, I guess. We've been listening to the sounds of Lord Moloch and his project, Malthus. And we've heard the EP and a single, and we're just kind of noodling around right now. And again, once again, where can we find your music?
On my Bandcamp, for just search Malthus, and then on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, kind of everywhere.
So, yeah, you're covered, people that are listening right now. You can find it. No excuses. Yep. All right, why don't we just finish off? I thank you for coming down and playing for us. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And we'll just start noodling around. We'll probably have to, like, fade it out, and then we got to start the next show. But
yeah, no problem.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Attention WHFR listeners, on Saturday, October the 8th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., will be our 9th annual record show on the campus of Henry Ford College. If you would like to become a vendor, if you have a lot of CDs, DVDs, or other music memorabilia for sale, you are just the person we want to talk to. That's right, you can become a vendor at our 9th annual WHFR record show. All you have to do is go to our website at whfr.fm/record show.